Anchorage Republican Representative Chris Birch wrote to Governor Bill Walker last week after attending a town hall on crime in Anchorage the night before. In his letter, Birch said maximizing public engagement with Senate Bill 54, which would modify last year's Senate Bill 91, a criminal justice reform bill, is crucial to addressing constituent concerns.
And certainly this isn't an effort to move the Capitol or anything of that nature. It's an effort to try to bring some balance and recognize that we need to be accessible to the public. And, certainly at this time, money savings are certainly a plus as well. I mean, if there's three-quarters of the legislature can basically forego the transportation and associated costs with relocation for a month, that's just a bonus.
He added that many legislators are likely planning to attend this year's Alaska Federation of Natives Conference in Anchorage, which wraps up 2 days before the special session begins. Birch said he spoke with the governor and his chief of staff about the letter and expects the majority of the legislature to support his request. On Friday, at a breakfast event at Commonwealth North in Anchorage, Walker was asked why the special session couldn't happen in Anchorage.
Well, the Capitol's in Juneau. Gavel to gavel's in Juneau. Alaskans all over the state are able to participate through the gavel to gavel process and be able to observe what goes on. And so, yes, it would be more convenient to have it in Anchorage. That's not where the Capitol is. And if the legislature would like to convene and move it to Anchorage, I won't oppose that.
Juneau Democratic Representative Sam Keto III said he thinks the request is short-sighted in several respects.
One is we will have to fly regular staff to Anchorage in order to support any activities. We don't currently have a location suitable to have the entire House meet. That would have to be procured. And the other challenge is we don't have Gavel Alaska in Anchorage, which means that the public would be less involved, even though he said they would be more involved.
Keto said Alaskans are able to weigh in electronically through the legislature's teleconference system. He also said that when the legislature last met in Anchorage in 2015, they had the same number of people attend the hearings as they regularly see in Juneau.
Well, I do think that we will hear from as many people on the teleconference line or through letters to the committee on SB 54. I think we have probably a better opportunity to connect with Alaskans if we're in Juneau and we have the ability to broadcast all the information.
Keto said he will speak with his fellow Juneau legislators and encourage Walker to keep the session in Juneau. Juneau Senator Dennis Egan could not be reached for comment, and Juneau Representative Justin Parrish had yet to review the proposal when reached. With help from Andrew Kitchenman in Anchorage, I'm Adeline Baxter in Juneau.